follow you. I will follow you. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name for this moment. Honor to your name. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. The privilege of relationship. You gave us the word. You also gave us the songs to use to worship you. What a blessing. What a help. What a mercy. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you for what you've done in the lives of the people so far. And thank you for what you are set to do today. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Tenderly, the Lord, I'll follow you. Take the little Lord, I'll follow you. Take the little Lord, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. Take the little Lord. I'll follow you. Take a little love. I will follow you. Take a little love. I'll follow you. I will follow you. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. It has been a very intense time in God's presence since morning. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Rising by grace, the secrets of grace, part 2. Yesterday morning, we saw the secrets of grace, part 1. This morning,
We shall be looking at those secrets that usher us into the realm of grace. There is no success without secret. There is no effect without effort. There is no outcome without impute. No success without secrets. No effect without effort. No result without research. In this journey of grace, what do we do to see grace multiplied? Because scriptures made it clear in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, that grace can grow and grace can multiply. What do we do for grace to grow? What do we do for grace to multiply? We looked at seven of those things yesterday. Number one was the life of prayer. That we should come boldly to the throne of grace at the place of prayer, and we will find grace to help in time of need. The life of prayer. Number two is the state of helplessness. When you confirm to God that you have no power of your own, you have no strength in your own. People may say you are powerful, but you know you are nothing. Number three we saw was the character of humility. That God resisted the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That engraced people are humble people. Number four is sincere love for God. Lord, you know that my love for you is real. Search me, Lord, and see my sincere love for you. When I received that word, that song, I'm actually realizing that it tallies with Ephesians chapter 6, verse 24. Grace be with all them that love our Lord with sincerity. Lord, you know that my love for you is for real. Search me, Lord, and see my sincere love for you. Lord, you know that my love for you is for real. Not for fake. Search me, Lord, and see my sincere love for you. Grace multiplies with sincere love for God. Number five is the character of generosity. The character of generosity. Okay, we looked at five yesterday, actually. The character of generosity. He who soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he who soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound. Abound. When we give. We looked at all of that yesterday. Now we go to point number six, which is the first for today. Six is the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. Grace answers to the knowledge of God. The deeper your knowledge of God, the stronger the grace you walk in. Exodus 33 and in verse 13. Moses praying said, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight,
Show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. See that? If I have found grace in your sight, show me your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace. Do you see that? Give me grace to know you, so that when I know you, I can experience more grace. Assist me to know you, so that when I know you, I can explode in grace. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. Through the knowledge of God, grace multiplies. 2 Peter 3, 18, where we just read, it said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The growth of grace happens with knowledge. Paul the Apostle was a man who walked in unusual grace, like we saw yesterday. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 10. And Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 8. Speaking about the kind of grace he walked in. He was a man who continuously hungered for knowledge. In Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 10. He cried when he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering is being made conformable unto his death. That I may know him. Ignorance of God equals bankruptcy of grace. Ignorance of God equals bankruptcy of grace. And every prayer to know God is prayer to access grace. Every time I say, Lord, may I know you. Let me know you more. Let me know you more. I am saying to God, give me access to greater grace. I speak to someone here live and someone watching via the satellite and the internet. I prophesy to you, the knowledge of God in your life is about to explode. God is about to take you to a place where you will know him and grace will explode. Shout the loudest, amen. If I knew what Smith Wigglesworth knew about God, I will walk in the grace he walks in. If I know what Pastor Adeboye knows, if I know what Bishop David Oyedepo knows. So we don't just look at people and say, oh, God is just special with them or partial with them. One day I told my wife, I said, I want you to pray for me. And she said, what? Pray for you for what? I said, I want to know God. I want to know him in deeper dimension. I said, I'm just hungry. She said, if you don't know God, then what do I know? I said, pray for me. Because the knowledge is in degrees. I am hungry for God. After 33 years, Paul was still praying that I may know him. That I may know him. That I may know him. Moses, after he has separated the Red Sea, was still asking God that I may know you. So it's very important. Don't ever forget to permanently ask God to show you the dimension of him that you are yet to know. Somebody say aloud, amen. Someone said, if you want to know a person, listen to what they say, listen to what they sing. Take me to that side of you I'm yet to know. There's one of our songs like that. One side, that side of you that I'm yet to know. Very important. The knowledge of God. Number 7 is very important. Number 7 secret of grace is daring to be different. Daring to be different. When a man
decides and dares to be different in his generation, he will access grace that others don't have. In Genesis chapter 6 and in verse 6 all the way to verse 8. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and the beasts and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Why did Noah find grace? The Bible called Noah the preacher of righteousness in his generation. Why did Noah find grace? Noah found grace because Noah dared to be a different person from the people of his world. Hear this. Taking a stand for God is key to grace. Taking a stand for God is key to grace. Noah took a stand for God. He dared to be different from the people of his generation, and that ushered him into the realm of grace. Joseph dared to be different. Genesis chapter 37 and in verse 2, Joseph was the one who always brought the evil report of his brethren to his father. 11 boys were on one side. Joseph was on the other side. Maybe 10 boys. And Joseph, maybe his junior brother, may have followed him. All of them did evil. He took a stand. And now, can you imagine the grace that Joseph walked in compared to what all the others walked in? Daring to be different is key to making a generational difference. Daring to be different. Daring to be different. Daring to be different. Daring to be different. Bandwagon existence is the platform for uselessness of life. Bandwagon existence. Following people to do what everybody is doing. When we came into ministry, at the beginning of ministry, it was very, very, very fashionable to know identifiable sponsors of ministries. Yes, very clear. If you saw this church, you will know that this is the man behind it. Even if you don't know, the people will make you know. You saw this other one, you will know. You see another one, when we started, we didn't have anybody identifiable. This is the main sponsor. This is one man that will give so much money, and then it will handle every ministry bill. And we just function like that. Till today, till tomorrow, till eternity, there is not one identifiable. It's multiple streams, multiple dimensions, multiple directions. We are going to crusade in Cameroon. Somebody called from the Middle East, right? And said he's going to undertake the whole of the bill of that crusade. Underwrote everything. Another person said, I want to be a part of that crusade also. Again, another person. Ghana crusade, written off. Not by people that are in town here. All of them outside the country here. All of them. Are you following what I'm saying here today? If you will make up your mind not to do what is popular, God will connect you to what is proper. What is popular does not necessarily become what is proper. understand what I'm talking about? One pastor said they called them for a prayer meeting. I think a government house kind of prayer meeting or something like that. And at the end of the prayer, they shared money. You take this, you take this, you take this. You say what? Me? I'm not part of just that kind of prayer. And they took off. He took off from there. He took off from there. And if he mentioned to you what was shared to the people, pitiable amount. Pitiable, pitiable. Very pitiable. When he mentioned it. Am I communicating? Please, see. If you will dare what others dread. Now we live in a country here today now, and almost globally, where everybody is in their comfort zone. We are going to the northeast, to Jalingo, where people are sitting at home watching. We have crusades lined up in the north, except for this recent tension. We're meant to be in Maiduguri. We're meant to be in Kano soon. Bauchi, and all the places. And there are people sitting at home crossing their leg, doing ministry as usual. Doing Sunday daraprim. Sunday preaching. Well, there are other people preaching almost every day. Every day here there is a preaching. If there is no preaching, there is an exhortation or a prayer. Every day. Every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. At times, many times in one day. And then you step into the crusade ground. And then somebody is sitting there wanting the same unction. Wanting to experience the same grace. And then explosive miracles happen. They say it's a lie. It's not true. I mean, it's not true. It's not. They can't comprehend it. A microscopic mind can't comprehend it. What do we stand to gain to lie on the behalf of God? Dare to be different. Pastor, God has not called you to be a public relation officer. There are those who are everywhere. Oh, there's a group of pastors meeting, pastors from so and so state. Okay, there's another group of, just from place to place to place to place to place, like a village association. You will never find him in his office. He's in one office or the other with one. In fact, some have become people's personal prophets. He followed this one to his village to pray in his village. He followed another one to his village. Followed another one. You. How can men pocket your destiny? How can human beings pocket your ministry? You are called to a community, a generation, a nation, a city, a state. And you have decided to become the private prophet of a man. How much are they paying you? Are you following what I'm saying here today? Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He will not stand with ordinary men. He will stand with kings. We stay here today and we receive calls from embassy. Any embassy in the world. So and so delegation from our country are coming to town. And they are asking for the opportunity of visiting the dome. I received one such message 2 days ago. Will you be kind enough to receive them? Probably take them as with all pleasure. All manner from India, Indian ambassador and his entourage. Why don't you come and see the place? From everywhere. United States Ambassador for International Religious Freedom. Ambassador Brumback.
stepping to Nigeria, his first point of call was here. Am I communicating? Don't let anybody pocket your destiny. Dare to be different. In your attempt to be different, you will be hated. It will be called pride. It will be called pride. It will be called arrogance. You will be misunderstood. You will be misrepresented. You will be misconstrued. And you don't owe anybody any explanation. You owe Jehovah the explanation. You owe God the explanation. I see something happening for somebody here. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, in my family, in my community, in my generation, I am daring to be different. I am daring to be different. I am different. And no devil can stop that. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat. Consensus living instead of conviction living is a disconnector from grace. Consensus living instead of conviction living is a disconnector from grace. Disconnect. Very, very important. Disconnects you from grace. Daring to be different. Number 8, secret of grace. And each of these, I feel like just remaining there, but we need to go. Light from the world. Light from the world. The word of God is called the word of grace. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. Acts 20, 32. He said, and now brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. I commend you to God. Commend you to the word of his grace. The word of God is the word of his grace. Acts chapter 14 and in verse 3. Paul the apostle also speaking there. He said, long time therefore, about they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace. Word of his grace. The word of God is the depot of grace. The word of his grace. The word of his grace. So light from the world equals fuel for grace. What you see out of scripture determines the grace you walk in. Let it be brought home a little bit. Any area of scripture you see light, in that area you see grace. For example, if you see light in the area of divine healing, you will walk in divine healing grace. John Alexander Dowie was in Australia. Miserable pastor. He kept on burying. There was a bubonic plague in the land. And it was so disastrous. Oh Lord, there must be an answer. And then in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, he saw it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. You see, I see Jesus is the healer, Satan is the defiler. And he stepped. That light sprung him into a global healing ministry. Healing grace landed on him by light. John Gillick, who understudied John Alexander Dewey, also got that same scripture, Acts 10:38. He got light out of the same scripture. And see 100,000 recorded healings under 5 years. He prayed for a horse with broken leg. It worked. Did you hear what I just said? Horse with broken leg. His healing left the realm of human beings and went to the realm of horse. Horse with broken leg. It reminds me of when I anointed a cat that was either dead or in coma. I think I told you the story before. You didn't hear the story before. Oh no, there was a cat in our house when we came to town newly. The first house we lived in. Second house, after the one room house, the second one, we bought that cat because that house was full of rats. So we bought the cat to catch rats. But it wasn't catching rats. Even if you kill rat for it, it will be reversing. I say, what kind of cat is this? This is a miscat. Or a decatified cat. But when you put your food, it will dash for your food. So I was keeping malice with it. I was keeping, didn't know I was quarreling with him in my heart. So you useless cat. They bought you because of rat. You can't catch rat. And then one day, they brought me food. He died on the food. Not knowing that I had quarreled with him before. I carried, said, get out of here, my friend. You that cannot catch rat. It is people's food you want to eat. He hit his head on the wall. Landed on the ground. And close his eyes. I said, what? I kill cat? Me, I can't hurt fly. I have killed cat. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. This cat must not die. This cat cannot die. So I went and carried a bottle of oil. Anointed the head of the cat. Cat opened his eyes. After the cat resurrected, I escorted it from the house. I said, you know what? Just be away from here for a while so that you don't die a second time. It decatified. It had no cat nature. Hallelujah. John G. Lake got that scripture. John G. Lake will lay hands on a head that is not correctly shaped, torienkephaly, tent-shaped kind of head, corrected it by the laying on of hands. Shaped it back. Somebody had an accident, and the accident broke the eyeball into pieces. He laid hands on the head, and the pieces of the eyeball came together and returned back as the eye. By light. 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 He was a spiritual, what you would call a spiritual technologist. He laid hands on osteomyelitis and he asked the doctor to check on the x-ray. Now what is happening? As he was praying, they said the things are moving. Everything is moving. When the people who died of the bubonic plague, the foam in their mouth, he carried it in his hands. And he said they should check the microscopy, whether any of the organism, the virus or whatever was still alive. They checked, they were all dead. Anyone that contacted his hand died. For the spirit of life in Christ, he quoted Romans chapter 8 verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who walk in Christ Jesus,
who walk not out of the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. He said there is a law of life and there is a law of death. And when life encounters death, death must bow. Something is happening to you today. I see light. I see revelation coming your way that is ushering you into a dimension of grace. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and say after me, say, Father, open my eyes to behold wondrous things out of your law. Alright, Robert. Kenneth Copeland was a miserable pilot, commercial pilot. Miserable. When he encountered neck deep in debt. I heard it from Bishop Abue one day that he had only one pot in the house. Multi-purpose pot. They cooked everything in the pot. I heard that he was becoming lean and lean and his wife was adjusting his trouser at the back so that he can meet up with his waistline until the two pockets at the back met in the middle. That is to show you that affliction is no respecter of profession. That the man is a pilot, poverty did not fear it. Until he encountered the laws of prosperity, hearing from our robots, hearing from Kenneth Hagin, and searching by himself. And that man encountered prosperity grace, grace for supernatural supplies, until he escaped poverty for life. Escaped poverty for life. He must have given up to 40 aeroplanes out now by now. The last time I knew was about 37 that he gave to other people as gift. In case you don't understand that, how many times have you given somebody a bicycle? So you can understand what I'm saying. Light brought grace. Any area where you need grace to function, go for light. Papa Yereko got the light of supernatural supply from him. Read his book, 3 days fasting with Gloria Copeland's book. Start. Father, give me the secret of prosperity. And from the scriptures, the light broke. And he is swimming in stupendous abundance. People cannot quantify. He said, they say that he is the richest pastor in the world. And they said that he is worth so and so amount. He said the amount they said is a lie. He's more than that. He says it's an insult on him for them to say that is his word. That is more, far more than that. You know, he doesn't hide his own. And he can say it, oh, if you lie, go to hell, die. So you talk about me, you are wasting your time. So you face your job, I face my job. Your job is to talk about me, my job is to talk about him. You say one day somebody brought a newspaper with, he was the headline at the back. This kind of evening gossip newspapers. And he would, his speech of fool. The man said, buy newspaper. I said, I'm not interested. I don't read newspaper. He said, look, what of this one? This one has your picture. He said, eh, it's my picture. I know myself. Anything they will write there, I know. I know myself. I don't need anybody to write about me to know who I am. You can sell it to other people, but me, I know myself. Got light, escape permanently. The faith theater is being built now. You need to know. I'm sure he let him say it with his mouth. What the roof is costing? Only the roof. The whole of the construction. No offering is being raised. Every money to build it is on ground.
Hallelujah. He said somebody, I think somebody brought an offering and said for that consortium. No, for this consortium, the money is already on ground. Except you want it to be applied to something else. Okay, yes, it can be applied to something else. Light. The light that will make you a shock to your generation is coming your way. Somebody say a louder amen. The light that will make you a surprise to your generation is coming your way. The revelation that will turn you into a wonder is coming your way. What will make people say, what is he using? Is coming your way. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Light from the world. Number 8. Number 9 is the force of faith. Of course, you know that the aim of light is faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. So, light will bring faith, and faith brings grace. Romans 5:2. Faith brings grace. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. By faith we access grace. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Faith gives you access to grace. You see a grace. You desire the grace. You see the scripture, light from the scripture that gives you the guarantee that walking in that grace is possible. Then light, faith gives you access into that grace. Spiritus was stood one day and said, I must function in the gift of tongues and interpretation. I won't take another step until this gift manifests. You know, they call him the apostle of faith. It exploded. Faith. My wife said to me, said, I don't know of what grace you desire you haven't gotten or you have not gotten. From when we started ministry, I see this. I search it in scripture. I see how profitable it is to the kingdom, profitable it is to my life and destiny. I am after it. Faith is key to grace. Mark 11:24. It says, what things soever you desire. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Somebody say aloud, amen. Believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Father, I am trusting you for grace. How can I preach and give altar call and not even one person will come out for the altar call? I am making demands on the evangelistic grace, evangelistic pool. The pool. I trust you for this grace. How can I pastor a church that is filled with afflicted people and I am helpless in their front? I told you many years ago, at the beginning of ministry, in those days, you only expect to see miracles when a big man of God comes to town. So you know that. When a big man of God comes to town, that is when you expect to see that a blind may see, a lame will walk. I have been to crusades in those days where the highest miracle we saw was that one cripple just walked and staggered a bit with his stick. That was all. I have been to crusades and crusades closed without taking one testimony. That is, that I see big ministers minister. But then, it was only when a big pastor, a Bonky, a Benny, or something, somebody comes to town, then you saw a miracle. And I told myself at the beginning of ministry, I said, never. Then my existence in the land is useless. Will affliction wait for them to come? Anything that can happen, when anybody comes to town, let it happen now. That is our experience from the scratch. Blinded eyes seen, deaf ears open. Some testimonies we heard at the beginning of the ministry, so strange.
You were the one telling us the other time of the young lady that was born without breast and born without. She has never ovulated. No breast, nothing.
Right in the middle of service, her breast grew. Right in the middle of service, yes. She rushed out and the testimony was taken. Another one had auxiliary breast, like three, instead of the number two. Right in the middle of the service,
it disappeared. These are not testimonies of today. These are not testimonies. There are people who crawl to the gate of Area One Church on their feet, touch the gate, bam, and they got on their feet. That is paralyzed, couldn't walk. Because there was that desperation. Since gospel without power equals gossip. Just gossiping about God. Without evidence, it's gossip. It's just like people are just talking. Am I communicating? So that desire is that element of faith. Desiring, believing, seeing the light. That, Lord, this dimension of grace is a necessity. And I need to walk in this dimension of grace. Even the grace for fruit to remain. One pastor told me, he said, he's pastoring in Lagos. He said, they can have 100 members every Sunday. But 15 new people can come, but the number is still 100. He says, as if the people, that's his word now, he says, as if the people inform each other. When, if I am coming, you don't come. As if they are running shift in the church. If I come, you don't come. And if you come, I will not come. Grace for fruit that will remain. Grace for people to be saved and for them to be stable. Grace for people to be raised from zero and be turned into wealthy personalities. Not waiting for a big man to arrive. It's coming upon somebody. If you are that one, say louder, amen. If you are that one, say the loudest, amen. If you are that one, say amen at the top of your voice. And finally, for this morning, the final is connection to grace. Connection to grace is doorway to grace. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 1 verse 7, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. Inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of my grace. You can partake of the grace of a father. You can partake of the grace that is on a mentor. You can partake of the grace that is on your pastor. But listen to this. The grace you believe in is the grace you can partake of. The grace you believe in, the grace you connect to, is the grace you can partake of. The grace you identify with, the grace you identify with, the grace you identify with, is the grace you can partake of. You know, it's possible for you to, you know, outstanding people
impactful people are focuses of mega envy and jealousy. I'm sure you are aware of that. Whereas in our eyes, someone like Pastor Ilya Adeboye is a generational, once-in-a-lifetime personality. In the eyes of some agents of the devil, remotely disconnected sons of Belial, inconsequential, both in time and in eternity, it means nothing to them. I'm sure you know that. The way that God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo is an asset to our life. And you can imagine that. I mean, whatever we see here is the handling of God. But the inspiration came from looking at somebody's life and ministry. I saw Canaan land, I saw Faith Tabernacle from the scratch. Grew all the way up and worshipped in it where rain beat us, where the roof wasn't complete. I saw all of that. So I didn't need to struggle to see the possibility of this one. Such an asset to our lives. There is one little boy who has not built a hut, whose name they don't know in his street. Who does not think he is anything? Did you hear what I said? On his street, nobody knows him. If he lives or dies, nobody is aware. He doesn't think that that man is anything to him. So, there is the temptation where you find yourself talking about such people negatively and you hide your head so that they don't associate you with them. So that the insult does not transfer to you. You don't partake of a grace that you can't identify with. Our followership of those that some people hate is very open. Very open, very loud spoken. Very open, very loud spoken, profuse references so that the devil will hear that we and these people, we are connected. Then you are a partaker of the grace. Can I take it a little bit further? The grace you can defend is the grace you can partake of. The defense and the confirmation of the gospel. You are not just following. You are not just associated. You are not just connected. You are not just submitted. You are actively in defense. Every devil knows that you cannot talk rubbish of the grace I drink of where I am. There are people that relationship ended on the spot. Got one guy into my house some years ago. He's a minister of the gospel. And we were talking. And he began to talk about my father in the Lord very carelessly. Very carelessly. He didn't know who he was talking to. That was the last time. I don't hate you. You are not my enemy. And you are not my friend. I know you. Can you see why grace is so scarce? Why is Peter the pillar of the apostle? When they came to attack his master, he took off somebody's ears. Jesus said, even if at a point temptation made you to deny, but I can't forget the fact that he took off somebody's ears. Jesus picked the ear and replaced it back. What was the highest rebuke he gave to Peter? Put your sword back. It's not a matter of throwing it away. Because this action that you have taken now, you can take it another time. It may serve another purpose later. Am I communicating at all? After this session, I'll talk some things with us. If you can name two people that Jesus massively deposited on him, Peter, then John the Beloved, the one that went with him all the way to the foot of the cross, he was not afraid of being crucified alone. He followed him until Jesus said, "Woman, behold your son. Take care of my mother for me." Of all the 12 apostles, Peter was first in terms of ranking. John will be next. In fact, in some cases, you can contend that John is first. Because when Jesus returned back again after resurrection, it was to John he gave the revelation of the end. He appeared to him in person. Fell flat. Why are you looking for graces that you are not defending? Every devil knows that you come against the people that I reverence, I tear you down. Every devil knows. And the grace flows effortlessly. Somebody say aloud, amen. Look at Joshua risking himself in the battlefield for Moses. Moses' hands were lifted up and Joshua was with the sword tearing down the Amalekites. The only thing Joshua needed to do for Moses to be finished is to run with the sword and leave the battlefield. They will overrun Moses on the mountain and bring him down. But Joshua had to be there with the sword. Who was it that took the mantle of Elijah? The one who followed him when everybody had stopped. The sons of the prophets were there talking. Are you still following this man? Do you know God will take him up today? I know it. Hold your peace. They stopped at Gilgal. They stopped at Bethel. They stopped at Jericho. Only he followed until he crossed the Jordan. He was risking his life. Elijah tore the Jordan to cross, and you followed him to cross the river. How do you come back? He was too aware that if he followed him thus far, whatever made Elijah part the water, he will part it on his way back. Stand up on your feet. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Paul said the defense of the gospel. We have come to the time when the gospel needs to be aggressively defended from generational wolves, Antichrist children, sons of Belial, demons everywhere that think the gospel is their focus. You find them everywhere. You find them plenty on the internet. All they need is a topic that bothers the church. They don't have any assignment to do with their lives. They don't have a vision. They have no registrable impact on the sands of time and eternity. Full of bitterness and jealousy and envy of the greatness of God in the church. And they go to town. And children of the kingdom are only on that space sharing pictures. Only on that space, greeting friends. Only on that space, docile and quiet and calm like a toothless being, like people that are weaponless. As long as the church is in the world, the church must not allow the devil to dominate any space. The
The church must not. He said, as long as we are in the earth, we are the light of the world, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. We are to be raptured in a blaze of glory, so that when we go, the devil will be celebrating that these troublers have finally left me alone. Occupy till I come. Take charge till I come. Be in control till I come. Dominate till I come. Why are we waiting for? Why are we watching and demons and demonettes and agents of darkness are trying to dominate here and there? It's an aberration. It's an abomination. We have come to the time, like Paul the Apostle said, where the gospel must be defended. Somebody say amen. One little girl was in class in the UK, and the teacher was talking carelessly some things about God and against God. The child from this congregation. And he said to the teacher, it is true that you are the teacher, but you must bear in mind that not everybody share your opinion. And you should respect people's faith. You don't talk against God and against Christ, where some of us are. That is, you are a dark-skinned child in front of a Caucasian teacher in their land, not your country. And the teacher apologizes at the end of the class. I am sorry, you are actually right. That is, I am meant to only teach you not to change your opinion of your faith. When next you see me do like that, you have the right to report me. That's the teacher talking to the authorities. You don't keep quiet when your destiny is being decided, and you don't keep quiet when your God is being desecrated. So let's rise in the journey of connecting with grace. They that are for us are more than they that are for the devil. They that are for God are more than they that are for the devil. At least there are 2/3 of angels that are for God. And it's only 1/3 of angels that became demons. If God wants, he can create more angels. Devil can't create a new devil. Are you following what I'm saying? We must not remain in the world and make it look like the devil and his people are more than God and his people. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudmost amen. Is anybody ready to connect some grace today? Joshua, the son of Nun, in Exodus chapter 11, chapter 33, verse 11. When Moses was on the mountain with God, Joshua stood. He departed not from the tabernacle. He hung around there. He hung around with Moses. 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 And no wonder, he was the one that carried the anointing. Somebody say a loud amen. Let's not follow God with mouth. And let's not follow our God-ordained spiritual parents or leaders with mouth. Let's follow in deed. Let's follow in action. And let me be, let's follow in defense. You know what happened? Or a robot made a statement one day in America, and the whole country came against him. The whole world came against him. And then they came to Kenneth Copeland. Said, this is what Oral Roberts said. And everybody is criticizing. Everybody is condemning me. What do you think? You would not like to hear what Copeland said. He shut them down completely. Because he knew that Oral Roberts was right. He said, you know what? Let me tell you. If he is going to hell, I want to follow him. What do you want to say anymore? Anywhere or a robot is going, I'm following him. He shut them down. Now, Robos is in glory now, carried by chariots into heaven. That is, you want me to join you to criticize him? You want me to agree with you? Go and look for another person, not Kenneth Copeland. He's a mega carrier of all the graces of Robos. All the graces of Hagen put together. Carrier. As much as in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel. What I stand for, you confirm it. What I stand for, you defend it. Partake of my grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. Is anybody hearing something here at all? Lift up your hands. And give the Lord the praise for his word to you today. Give the Lord the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and honor him. Go ahead and adore him. Go ahead and magnify him. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. El Shaddai, Elion, Adonai, Rofika, Mekadesh. Thank you, Master. 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 In the name of Jesus. We are going to pray those points very, very quickly, within 5 minutes. That is each point per minute or a minute and a half. And that is, say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
To know you.
To know you.
Like I have never known before.
That I have never known before.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
To know you.
To know you.
Like I have never known before.
I have never known before.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Open my understanding.
Open my understanding.
To know you.
To know you.
Like I have never known before.
Like I have never known
open
before.
My eyes.
Open my,
open my understanding.
Open my understanding.
To know you.
To know you.
Like never before.
Like never before.
Oh, Lord.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of
open
Jesus.
Your mouth and pray. The knowledge of you, Lord. Jesus.
precious name.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father,
Father,
I refuse
to run
with the bandwagon
of society.
In the name of Jesus,
I receive
the grace
to be different.
Say, I receive
the grace
to be different.
I refuse
to run with the bandwagon
of
my generation. I receive that grace
to
be different
now.
Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name. Say, open my eyes, Lord,
to
see the light
of the world
that will change
my story
today.
Open my eyes
to see the light
of the world
that will give me
fresh access
to grace.
Open my eyes,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Open my eyes to see the light of the world.
Light of the world.
Light from the world.
That will give me access to grace.
Light from the world.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
help me.
To move in a new dimension
of faith
to access grace.
A new dimension
of faith
to access grace.
I receive
your help
to move
in a new dimension
of faith
to access grace.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name.
lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the grace
to exist
as a defender
of the faith,
as a defender
of the mantle.
A grace
I receive
the grace
to exist
as a defender
of the gospel,
of the kingdom.
And by that grace,
I connect
greater grace.
I connect it.
Now, open your mouth and pray.
The grace
to exist as a defender. In Jesus' precious name,
lift up your hands because grace is about to drop.
Amen.
Lift your hands and begin to receive diversities of graces. The grace of hearing, divine direction, the restoration of the gift of seeing. For someone with such a gift before, and it disappeared. Physical release of healings in the body. Lift your hands high.
Go ahead and speak to God. Receive what He has in store for you this moment. Receive what He has for you in store this moment. You are glorious, Lord. You are glorious, Lord. So glorious in this place. Hearing the things. Somebody, you are really afraid to be different. You don't want people to criticize you. Somebody, you are not bold enough to be audacious. Where you need to take a stand, where you need to defend the gospel, you are timid. Audacity is coming, force is coming, fire is coming. Graces are being released. Something is dropping. Some lions and lionesses are being raised out of here. Lift your hands. That's right. Lift your hands. Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. At the count of seven, whatever it is you are receiving from God today, I declare the release of it. Whatever it is you are receiving from God today, I declare the release of it. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Get it. Get ready. In the name of Jesus, whatever you are receiving, receive it of God. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I receive.
chapter 2, from verse 1. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness upon the earth, as the morning spread upon the mountains. But in the midst of that day, a great people and a strong. There has never been ever their like. Neither shall be any more after them, even to the years of many generations. Talking about the end time army. A fire army. A fire devoured before them. And behind them a flame bonnet. The land is as the garden of Eden. A fire devoured before them. Behind them flame. That is, behind is fire. In front is fire. What are they?
Fire.
It takes fire to stay inside fire. Fire behind, fire in front, fire in the center. A fire devoured before them. Behind them a flame burned. The land is at the Garden of Eden. Before them and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yeah, and no devil shall escape them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses. They are mysterious people. And as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains, shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoured the stubble. As the strong people set in battle array, before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces gather black, so they are coming like deliverers. They shall run like mighty men, they shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall match everyone in his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Father, I want to be recruited into this army of dangerous men, dangerous women that are destructive and devastating to the kingdom of darkness. Listen, God is raising an army that will persecute the devil, an army that will chase the devil back to hell. Father, I apply to be recruited today. Is there anybody applying? Lift your hands and say, Father, I apply to be recruited into this end time fire army of dangerous and destructive men and women, dangerous and destructive to the kingdom of darkness. Father, I apply for recruitment. Turn me into a dangerous equipment, a devastating equipment, a destructive equipment in your hands against the kingdom of darkness. I am available, Lord. I am available for recruitment by fire. Now lift your hands at the count of three. You place the hand on your head and scream fire and begin to pray in tongues like never before. God is turning you into a danger to the devil, a danger to the demons in your family, a danger to the demons in Nigeria, a danger to the demons in your community. At the count of three, you scream fire and place the hand on your head. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Let it flow. fire atmosphere. We shall destroy the agenda of the gates of hell against the church. You are now ruggedized. So you pray with brutality. Every agenda of the gates of hell. When last did goat start chasing lion? Dog pursuing dog. Every agenda of hell against the church of Jesus Christ. Against this church. And pastors, mention the church, the pastor. Yes, against Dunamis Commission, against Full Life, against Gateway, against the church, your pastor. Every agenda of hell, we scatter you today by fire. Die! Agenda of the gates of hell, orchestration from the kingdom of darkness. The devil cannot win the game under our watch. You know, the COVID thing was an antichrist thing. To force everybody to be everybody, and we say, no, not under our watch. People prayed around the world, and we prayed here during the last convention. I'm sure you saw how people came out in mass with revelations of COVID collapsing. You saw our sister testify the other day, mandatory vaccination died. Britain took it upon their head. They were one of the first to drop it when they saw it was not profitable to them. We're going to pray. The agenda of hell will not succeed in our watch. We are the one pursuing the devil is on the run. Lift your hands and say, every agenda of the gates of hell, every orchestration of the Antichrist against the church of Jesus Christ in Nigeria, against this church, Dunamis Commission, against my life, against my ministry. Mention your, the name of your ministry or your business or anything. Say after me, every agenda of the gate of hell, from the Antichrist realm, from occultic ministries realm, from the bondwoman realm, from the realm of witches and wizards, from the realm of the occult, from ancestral and generational realm, all your agenda from the pit of hell, in the name of Jesus, die! Open your mouth and pray. On fire. Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, we said the Antichrist come. The altars of the Antichrist. Every altar of the Antichrist. Altar of the bond woman. Witchcraft and witches. Altars. Occult altars. False ministry altars. Every altar in the waters. War altars in the high places. Set up against the church. Against my life. Against this church. Against dynamis. To distract. To resist. To confront every altar against my life, against my family, in any realm, against this nation, in any realm. Oh, you altar, in the name of Jesus, catch fire. Fire! Now! Go! Fire, fire, fire! Let it flow! Let the fire flow! Precious name. Lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. 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 Something just happened.